we go. Let's hear what they say. Oh, no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We're here talking part one of the Temptation Island finale. The end.
Waste of my fucking life. I want back. And I could write a hate letter to the company, whoever the fuck produces that.
I didn't hate it as much as you. I think my issue was it seemed like Aaron and Corey were both giving each other all the reasons why they shouldn't be together, and then they just decided to leave together. I was like, what the hell? What are we
watching? I hate them both. She was pretty much telling, did anything change by the time that they left? He was pretty much saying, yeah, he's the voice is shaking when he's talking to her. Like, you treat me like I'm little, but I'm big. It's like, shut the fuck up,
well,
you little.
Also, he had to be prompted to say that by Mark saying, like, yo, man, if you got a man up. And then he was like, yeah, you have been mean to me. It's like, okay, then that's not you haven't actually. Yeah, I don't know.
I really can't stand either of them. They look alike. They look like kissing cousins. I can't stand either of them. I can't stand Aaron. What kind of man sits there? He deserves to be beaten down. She's just going to beat him down into the ground until... I mean, it's such a joke. I hate it. That was a waste of our time. They just made it seem like maybe something was going to happen. Danielle knew.
Tell me how you really feel, I think.
I hated them. Waste of my time. I could have gone to sleep.
What did you?
What kind
want
of man sits
instead?
There and lets a woman talk all over him like that? I don't want a man that, you know, Tyler, there's a limit to what I can say to Tyler. And then he does put me in my fucking place, you know, and I appreciate that. I don't know.
I felt unloved and underappreciated.
Well, she's going to treat you like that forever.
I mean, he showed me he should have walked in there nuts up and been like, listen, you treated me like
she
shit.
She's out.
I have a chick who is down to just love.
I would have had
word adorable
all the
me.
Respect for him.
Yes, I agree.
I would have be my tune would be so different today. I would have been cheering for the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He just it was like they were just pretending to air things out, but it was essentially they were saying everything that they already like they've already said privately, but there was no substance.
It was all just in the way she's like, she's still saying, I want you to take the reins. I want it to be equal. She still thinks he's a little, you know, a little pussy ass bitch, and nothing will change. And they're going to go right back to the same exact way. It might take a little bit of time, but there's nothing that will change between them. And Erin is she's a strong woman. She needs somebody else.
You know, I found her tone while she was talking to him, like extremely aggressive. Like she was almost yelled talking at him, like, well, and then I was this and I was abused. And it was like, What's the tone here? Like,
yes.
What's the goal? It felt like she was trying to break up with him. And then she's like, I want to see.
Yes.
It's like, what?
And that's after they haven't seen each other in so long. I get you're nervous, but what are you so nervous about? You're on some dumb TV show and this is your boyfriend. They should be excited to see each other.
They came in kind of dressed the same too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, they
were
look
like
so alike.
The same color.
They need to do a 23andMe and not have a baby because I don't know if it should be okay.
Oh,
and
God.
You know, I feel bad she lost a friend, but it's so funny. Irving, he goes, some always picked up the how people pass, not die, you know. And Tyler, I don't know if I've talked about this, when he was like, how are cars made, whatever. And Tyler gets into Henry Ford and all that, and he's like, did he pass? And he's like, I'm like, oh my God, where the hell do you get this shit from? And it's like, oh, you are my kid. That genetics passed down because he's wondering
Absolutely.
Who's alive, who's dead.
Did I ever tell you my grandmother comes from like, she's German Jew. Germans obviously are like very, you know, matter of fact. They just truth.
And
tellers.
She lived during the freaking Holocaust.
Right.
Right.
So we're at her brother's 90th birthday celebration. This was like, you know,
God, they live forever.
Ago, yeah, he's dead now, but he was alive. So we're sitting there and they're reading.
Sorry, how long did he live for?
I think he lived to like 97 or something.
God,
good
that's
life.
Great.
So he's
all right, go ahead.
The little girl, she's probably like 5 or 6, is reading this like story of the family, right? And everybody's like listening. There's like 50 people in the room, and she's like, and then, you know, Ziti met Uncle Bob. And in the back, my grandmother's sister was like, dead. And they like keep reading, and they're like, and then they met blah blah. And she's like, died of a heart attack, just in the back room, just like every. It's like, you can't. This is not appropriate. It was hilarious. So
that's
just
hilarious. I love it.
Oh, people are a mess.
Well, you know, it's part of life, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Past. I like that.
He says it in such an elegant way, and he has such a Michael Jackson voice, Mickey Mouse voice, that it's just hilarious. Did he pass? Like, it really cracks me up.
I wonder what the Vegas odds were on, like, if there's Vegas odds on this, but I wonder what percentage of people thought Aaron and Corey were going to stay together. The closer I got to the end, it felt like they were going to, but you just don't know.
I wish for the TV show they would force them to do something different, give them a bonus to just ruin their, just to put on a show a little bit, yeah, and then just fight with each other. Their energy together, it just doesn't seem like she really,
no,
she's just doing that because she wants to win. She's a winner.
Yes.
She's a soccer player.
And this
she just
feels,
doesn't want to look like a fool.
And this feels like the win for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When he said, I said that there's only one woman I love on this island. He should be like,
there's only one woman for me.
It's myself.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that because, you know, men and women are, it's myself that he's a woman, but I just can't stand either of them. And I really am disappointed in him.
Yeah, me too, because I like we've talked about, we're rooting for him the whole season, and I thought he was growing a little bit of confidence and some self-worth. But it's obvious that that was like a farce because
she just doesn't seem nice. He seems nice.
Yes. And he seems
like Amanda seemed nice.
In 30 years, they're going to have 3 kids and the daughters are going to be telling daddy, you got to leave mom. You could do
you
so
fucked
much
up
better.
As he's crying.
I don't like how mom treats you. Like that's their future. I feel like, I don't know. And she's
like,
not.
We found this woman online and she really likes pictures.
Like they're forcing it. Yeah. I don't know.
Mom's dead.
I
don't know. I just
like,
didn't.
I found the Kendall and Erica thing, though, very compelling. The whole conversation had me on the edge of my seat.
I'm worried that they're fucking with us. I was pissed that they ended. I thought they were going to wrap it up this episode. But
to me,
I'm
worried. The fact that they're showing it in the second one and they still have 2 other couples, I think it's going to be a quick breakup.
I think she might dump him because they probably would have kept it to the end.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah, like you're right. You're good, right. 100%. You are so right.
We'll see.
And it shows that they're not the stars.
Right, right.
Wow.
Maybe who's going to be last? Oh, God. What if last is Julian
it's the marriage.
Kristen?
But oh,
what
it
if
is.
It's not a marriage.
They're going to, she's going to say yes.
Okay. All right. Before we get into Kendall and Erica, before we get into Kendall and Erica, we got to tell you some info from our friends at HBO. The Emmy nominated HBO original series, A Black Lady Sketch Show, is back. Don't miss an all new season of your favorite characters on this hilarious comedy series featuring creator Robin Thede, Ashley Nicole Black, Gabriel Dennis, Lacey Mosley, Skye Townsend, and tons of celebrity guests. And to get you ready, we're excited about this. We are giving away gift cards from Eden Body Works gift cards at the premiere. Ladies, gentlemen, whoever you are, you may win. A Black Lady Sketch Show returns Friday, April 23rd at 11 p.m. on HBO and streaming on HBO Max. So check it out. Here's how you win the gift cards. Listen up. Tune in. All of our April patrons who've joined us this month, you're in the running. So you have until the end of the month to join us there. We will be randomly picking from those people to give you gift cards, which is going to be exciting. You can pick up some makeup, whatever you want from Eden Body Works. So check it out. We'll be picking you randomly. Patreon.com/EscapeRally podcast. Any tier, any amount. Come join us.
Join today.
We're doing Seeking Sister Wife, which... disgusting and sick and amazing all at the same time.
It gets better and better every week. I think it's the best reality TV we got going.
I would almost agree. It's like on Love After Lockup level for me. We got Real Housewives
Bravo this summer
3 happening. Oh, guys, we've made it. All right, officially to the the
heavens have
of
happened.
Life.
I might not be dying of cancer.
The gates have
soon.
Opened. We got screeners for New York premiere and Beverly Hills premiere. We'll be diving deep into both of those premieres when those drop. But
solid seasons coming ahead, I must say.
Solid. I think solid.
I have so many things to say to Geneva that I really got to chop my tongue off. But yep,
save it.
Damn. Right.
So check out Black Lady Sketch Show. Enter Patreon here you want, and you're in the running to win.
Yeah, and we'll see. Are you watching? Yeah, it's on HBO Max.
HBO and then streaming HBO Max. Here we go.
And I guess people are watching Bethany. I'd rather scratch my eyeballs out. But
it seems, how is it not The Apprentice, but just reformatted into her show?
Can't she be nice to people and actually like help guide people, not just yell and put down? It seems like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't imagine her being
nice. It doesn't seem like a positive environment.
And she went on The Apprentice with Martha fucking Stewart, who is the
who didn't talk to her forever.
The shit, and said that she treated her like garbage, and now she's going to do the same exact thing. I don't agree with that.
No, I don't either.
I can't look at Bethany anymore. I'm so happy. I think she'd ruin New York for me if she came back. All right, we'll talk about that.
All right, Erica and Kendall. Okay, these were the things that I loved about this. Him trying to force out, like when she asked him like how he felt about it, or like and he's like trying to force out a tear with like the emotion,
how did,
like
uh-huh.
It's just he can't,
he's a horrible
person.
He
does not understand human emotion or like anything she's saying. Like she's talking to him,
something happened. I would love to know his background of his parents and things of kindergarten through fifth grade and what's happened to him, because he's damaged. Because
when he was giving his like speech and you could tell he saw in her face that like she wasn't fucking with it, he just kind of was like, you know, I don't want to make excuses. I just want to show my emotions, and then just stop talking because he knew like he couldn't say shit.
Was he backpedaling? Did he try to seem like he wanted to keep Erica? He thought it was gonna go a different way, right?
Yeah.
Her energy does seem like she's not going to fall for it.
I don't think
so
either.
But somebody's got to get her shit out of that apartment when she gets home.
He said something when he was walking up where I was just like, you're such a tool bag. He's like, you know, I'm going to have to see a lot out of Erica to make this relationship work, to even see if it's a possibility. It's like, what the? You literally were having threesomes and you're sitting
with
here
Alexis,
like,
so
she needs to bow down to you? I don't understand it.
And him and Alexis crying. Alexis, don't cry. You barely know this guy. That's why you shouldn't be having sex with people, because that gives it a connection. You know, it's
that's
hard
where
for
also,
us women.
That's also where he was trying to force out a tear that was so fake. Like, he was so obviously when she's like crying, he's like, man, you're going to get me like emotional. And it's like, oh my God.
I can't believe she was crying. If they force him. They must make him say, what's your decision before we go into the bonfire? It's not like he can just see how it goes to Erica and then be like, bring on out Alexis, right?
Oh, well.
Because they probably already sent her packing.
Right, good. Well, maybe she's like at a hotel around. Or something. Maybe. What if she's just sitting in a car waiting to see what the decision is? Either she
God, there's only been like one time where they have the person leave the island, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, when he was going, she like starts reading him, like he says his bullshit. And then she goes, very quickly, I found out like you made me feel unworthy, insecure, blah, 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 blah. And she starts reading him. And then she's like, how do you feel like you've changed during this experience? And he said something like putting myself out there emotionally. And she's like, how did sleeping with two people help you emotionally? Like, I felt like she came in prepared. I was actually impressed. Yeah. She was better than I thought.
I wish she could have been nastier, though. She was a little too nice. Now she says, I love you so much.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, why even tell him you fucking love him? Yeah. And he doesn't love you.
I mean, he had no answer.
And this
for
isn't
it.
The she's... first time he's cheating on her.
Right. She's asking him directly, like, what the hell's going on? He's like, I can't think of a good response. Like, and when he's
I
like,
honestly can't stand either of them.
Yeah, I don't feel that way about her.
Like, she's okay, but she's not like my favorite person in the world.
Oh, no, me either. But I just
and I liked her. I thought she was going to.
She's like a broken person, I think.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You know,
but yeah, hopefully she gets some help. And I hope she has strong family and she can really grow from this experience and really not go backwards.
100%. I loved when she was like, I can ask you any question I want. You've been sleeping with the whole world.
She's a lot nicer than I would be. I'd be aggressive. I guess I couldn't go on these shows.
Because, no, you definitely could not. Are you kidding? A, you would.
My dad's even laughing about like me if I do get on this. What is it called? The weakest link. He's like, they're going to have, you better work on that cussing the people out if they kick you off before the final round, Justine.
Your dad knows you.
But I mean, you can't be, it'd be hard for me to keep my mouth shut when they're like, you have to be quiet now. And I don't know. It's just crazy to be embarrassed like that. But it seems like social media is on her side. So that's positive.
Oh, absolutely. That tweet you put about like America uniting to dislike Kendall is still getting likes. Like that one just keeps going. I think she's gonna break up with him because I don't think they'd put it at the middle of the second half if they would have stayed.
You're there. Right. But
maybe, I don't know. Maybe we're all gonna be shocked. We'll see.
God. I really, really hope it's a good one. I hope she gets. I just want her to. She was saying some good lines. I guess she and it'd be. You can really prepare and say it in the mirror and really have the dream thing. Yeah, like most people, you see somebody in the grocery store and you're right, like, damn, you're like, I wish I would have said this.
Right. No, they are prepared. It is fascinating to me that all of these people like develop these like deep relationships with these idiots on the island. And then like everyone, when they were leaving, was like, well, we'll stay in touch. We'll see what happens. You know, it's like, what? It's so weird.
So it's dumb.
God. Just we'll see what happens.
Shows how production. Just the beginning. We didn't need the whole. I thought they wrapped up saying goodbye to the singles last episode.
Yeah, they told them they had to say goodbye, and then we had to actually see the goodbyes, I guess.
And Sophia on vacation, like, I don't want to go home. I can understand that.
And he was just like, well, you know, I'll never forget you.
It's like Rose on the Titanic and lets him die.
I don't know. I think Chelsea and Tom's a real big question mark for me.
I could see them staying together and just they love to fight with each other for the rest of their life.
Yeah. We'll see.
You know, my friend texts me. She's from New Jersey. She must be from New Jersey. I don't hear that Philly Jersey accent. And she said she went to high school with Chelsea. She was in her brother's grade. She was younger. She said she kicked her out of her house when she was drunk. She was my friend probably was drunk and Chelsea, but she's my friend is a little go-getter. Like, you don't mess with her. She should be like a cop or something. She's a real like a real fighter in a good way. But she cooks me some good chicken piccata. But yeah, it's that made me laugh. I can't stand Chelsea either or Tom.
I can't either. When she said something like, you know, I want to continue to get to know Blake, but you know, it's just been cut short. It's like, well, you're not living on this island for the rest of time. That's literally what the experience is.
And pick him, bitch.
Right. Like if you're so intrigued, I think the longer it's gone, I don't think she's gonna pick Blake. I think it's either she leaves alone or she goes just none of them seemed obsessed with
the word flirt sounds like a 10-year-old to me.
Yeah,
he's flirting. It's just he's not your person.
How many opportunities in life are you getting to flirt, especially nowadays? Where the fuck are people flirting? Like
I guess
through a mask in the grocery store, the club. I don't know. Like
I guess if you're out drinking or maybe people leave flirty things online,
right?
I guess DMs. You could do that. That would cause or just so comments. Old. Like if Tyler was leaving messages on girls' things, and I would be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" That would cause problems,
right? Yeah, absolutely.
He's not allowed to talk to anybody. There's sorry to bring up TikTok all the time, but there's like some. This is aggressive, but some TikTok like how girls want us guys to talk to other women, and this kid just keeps coming up the steps, and each time he's like, hey, what's up, bitch, or what are you doing, you stupid bitch, or like all these different ways of this nasty. It's like you don't want your man to be nasty to other women, but you want him to be like Julian, where if they're making out he dives back and he's not he doesn't have a hard on by these two trash bucket girls that made me dye my hair this ugly color. And now I got to go sit at the hair salon for 3 hours this weekend. Literally, I'll be there for 3 to 4 hours. It takes that long to get my hair cut and colored
forever.
It's a nightmare.
I thought Julian was very sweet when he said, like,
what you get.
She has shown to Tula, like, she's shown me how to communicate better. Like, that's just like he's such a respectful person, and it shocks me to my core still because I thought
I'm such a mood.
Douche.
It's like okay, you're so. I mean, I'm so cynical and angry with everybody today. Well, it's nice. We'll see what happens when he gets home and his buddy's like, yo, Julian, you want to go out? And he's like, oh, I can't because Kristen doesn't want me to go out. Didn't you see the show? Like, we'll see how if he's really grown up when he gets home, you know. I think he will. I hope.
I mean, listen, if he's surrounded by like females, a group of pack of them making out with each other and he's not interested, I think you're all right. Like, I think
we'll see once
okay.
he, but that, yeah, I think he will. But once he's back, you know, you can put that heroin in his arm and he might shoot it up. I don't know.
It's not funny because somebody died of a drug overdose. So I will be cutting that.
Oh, did they? Oh, yeah, the brother. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's right.
Let's wrap this up.
I hope that Julian and Kristen are okay. Whatever. You know, all these people are fucking losers. I need better TV than this. I watch 8 weeks of this for them to all just go home happy handed. Come
and
on.
Really change your tune from last week to this week. It's the greatest show on television.
Yeah, because I thought that Corey was going to dump Aaron's ass and she was going to go crying home and do her kicking soccer goals alone on the beach. I just hate when the bad guy wins.
I know.
You know, it's disappointing. That's all. I want to see lives ruined. I don't want to see united.
Well, we'll find out next week, guys. We're working on some interviews, hopefully, with some of the cast. So stay tuned. We'll be dropping our finale episode Tuesday next week, right after the episode drops. So get your ears ready, baby. We'll be back.
I can't wait. Hopefully it redeems itself.
Hopefully Justine appreciates it. Otherwise, you'll get another episode.
Tom takes Sophia home.
That'd be great.
Keeps her on the island.
Like yeah.
We need some scandal. Yeah. It can't all just be happy. Everybody's happy.
What if they blow our mind and Erica and Kendall leave together at the beginning of the episode? That'd be wild. Could happen.
I could see it.
Yeah. I would not be shocked.
It. No.
Yeah. All right, guys. Stay tuned.
And it'll be nice to see Julian down on one knee. It seems like he can't get back up, but
Frank style.
He seems like he's on Frank Road. Yeah. All right, guys, we love you.
I love you. We'll be back.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.